This is the Matt Patrick Show. Call Matt now, 866-600-0640. The Matt Patrick Show on 640 WHLO.
Glad you're here. We're going to talk some money now. The Matt Patrick Show, 640 WHLO. You got any? I don't have any. 866-600-0640 is the phone number. Lee Hyder of Lee Hyder & Associates is on with us right now. Hyder & Associates right here in the city of Akron. Lee, welcome to the Matt Patrick Show.
Good morning, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's good to have you on.
Good to be on. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July holiday.
401ks, Lee. You know, I remember when everybody was told, man, you got to put all the every dime you can possibly scrape together, you got to put it in your 401k, and your employer is going to match it up to a certain amount, which is, you know, the situation with me, and 401k, baby, that's it. And then all of a sudden, the economy went in the tank, and people began to realize how fragile these things can be. And you're here, I've done a little bit of research, and I've listened to you speak on this, and you believe that there's a silver lining out there, right? I mean, you've got some good news?
Yeah, you know, we do. I think the first thing you want to tell the listeners is, and I'm sure they've heard this from a lot of people before, is don't panic. I know that's easier said than done for many of us that are in the eye of the storm, but the reality of it is the 401k was designed and continues to be a product which is really for future income after somebody retires. So one of the cautionary notes, as I would say, is the advice that we would give to anybody that we're sitting in front of is very different based upon what stage of life they are in. For the people that are young and have a long, long time to go until they retire, well, they certainly can afford to be a little more risky, I would say. They want to certainly be careful, but they shouldn't be necessarily overly panicked that they've had a market correction. When the people are approaching retirement, I think the strategies and the advice needs to be a little more cautionary, because if you happen to be one of those unlucky people that has retired in the past year, and your portfolio and your 401k that you took with you when you retired is down, you may find you have some income challenges in the future.
All right, now, Lee, let me just ask you this. And then there are people like me I dumped a ton of money into my 401k. I'm 50, so I don't know when I'm going to retire. I mean, you know, I think I'm an indentured servant here to the radio station, quite frankly. My 401k was doing very well. Now I find myself looking at that 401k after the market correction, as you call it. And at 50, I'm like where I was when I was 30, you know, as far as the money goes. And so now I'm, you know, I've got, you know, let's say I've got 15 years or 20 years before I retire. You know, I'm in a situation, I don't know what end of the, I'm not a young guy,
sure.
but I'm not an older guy either. I mean, what do guys like me do?
Well, the first thing I think you have to realize is as long as your company is continually giving you that match of some sort, that really is free money. So the last thing you want to do when the portfolio is down is opt out in contributing, because you're going to lose that free money no matter how significant it may see at this time. Number two, I think one of the cornerstones that we've built our practice around is telling people that their financial future really deserves a second opinion, not just when you retire, but even people in their allocation portfolio mix. You want to be sure that the things you are doing from a risk tolerance point of view are suitable for where you are. Just as you indicated, certain things are appropriate for a gentleman your age who's 50 with maybe a 10 or 15-year horizon, where somebody who may be 62 going to retire at the end of this year may not be suitable. So I would absolutely take advantage of talking to as many people as I could, getting that second opinion, getting the advice on the allocations. Am I putting enough in? Am I not putting enough in? Have I maxed out the particular program? So I really believe education today, more than ever, is what is needed in the retirement planning field.
Lee, many companies have stopped their matches simply because, you know, it is one of the things that they're doing to try, you know, it's either that or they're going to lay off employees. What do you say to somebody that's in a 401k plan whose company had matched, you know, say up to 3-5%, whatever it was,
sure.
and now they're not matching it anymore? Is that the time to get out?
Well, one of the things they may want to consider, if they are currently working, they are not really able to necessarily get out, even if they want, of their 401k. So at best, what they may be able to do is simply stop contributing. One of the things we do when people come into our office with that identical situation, their portfolio's down, the company's no longer matching, we'll tell them to ask their health and human resource department, does their plan permit an in-service transfer option? Many people that are still working and will continue to work may have the ability to reallocate their 401k outside of the company plan, which may offer them some options in safety, in income engineering, that currently may not be available within their custodial plan. So I would say the one question I would ask is, does the plan that your listeners are in give them the ability, even if they continue to work for the same company, to move all or part of their 401k to an IRA outside the company plan?
Now, that is something I've never heard before. That is good information. I mean, now, again, I'm glad you're here. I mean, if people hear nothing more than what you just said, I think that is information that I've never heard before. Because I've heard, I mean, I try and do as much reading on these kinds of things for my own edification and for the audience as well, but I've never heard that suggestion. So,
yeah, and that's not to be confused with a hardship loan or any kind of loan. Many people will come to me and they have $200,000 in a 401k. There's no longer a match. They just don't have the stomach to contribute any longer in a plan that they're not comfortable with. They can actually move that entire $200,000 tax-free to an IRA, find out that they have many other choices, pay no tax in that transfer, and actually create guaranteed income down the road from that new account, which is what ultimately a 401k is designed to do.
And I would assume that you would recommend that somebody contact somebody like yourself or a professional to walk you through that. That's not something you want to do on your own.
Oh, no. If you do it wrong, there can actually be a 20% penalty if that little procedure is permitted, but you do it wrong. You know, as a matter of fact, just a kind of a side note that may be interesting to your listeners, we do educational seminars where we talk exactly about this, and we're doing a series of these in the next week and a half at Ken Stewart's as well as Hyde Park Grill. So if somebody wanted to learn specifically about this or something else, all they need to do is call our office, and we'd be more than happy to give them what we call education never tasted so good, a great dinner, and a great education.
Ken Stewart's at Hyde Grill. Who's picking up the check at Stewart's?
I mean... Yeah, we are. We're one of Ken's better clients.
Wow, good for you. That's a great idea. By the way, I have your website linked up with my website, mattpatrickshow.com, if folks want to go to your website. All right, Lee, let me just, you're a good guy to have on. Let me ask you a couple more questions here. Have you got the time?
Sure, absolutely.
You got somebody that's in a hardship situation. Maybe they're out of work. You know, they've got a 401k. They know, just as you mentioned, that you're going to take a tremendous hit if you're taking money out of the 401k. Some of them have loan options. Some of them don't. What do you recommend? If somebody's looking at that 401k and that is the only way they can keep their home, what would you recommend that they do? Taking out a loan and a 401k, if you're still working for the company, is that something you would recommend, or cashing out, or you know, what are the options for somebody that really finds themselves in a predicament?
Well, first of all, you know, you said it right. Not every 401k does have the ability to have a loan. So let's assume that the particular listener does have the ability to take a loan. Now, the nice thing about the loans with 401ks is their rates are very, very low, so you can borrow your own money very inexpensively. There are no tax consequences, but you need to be very careful, because if by chance you get laid off or you are terminated, that entire loan must be paid back within 60 days or it is a taxable event.
Right.
And many people that are in need of the money for a loan are now not in any financial position to pay back the loan if they get laid off. So not only do they have an employment issue, but now we have Big Brother, the IRS, going to impose possibly a 10% penalty as well as the tax immediately on the loan portion.
And if they do see themselves as being gainfully employed, and let's say they need to take out, you know, a couple of thousand dollars just to get over, you know, a 60, 90-day hump, that isn't necessarily a bad idea. I mean, that's why that is in there?
Absolutely. So for certain times, we want to really exhaust every other means of cash, even maybe an equity loan that may have a tax advantage. We certainly want to look at other choices, but for the person that really sees their job as being very stable, they see this as really just a short-term situation, and they feel very confident that they will be paying it back relatively soon, it is a wonderful option.
So the 401k, is it something that you recommend? Is it a Roth IRA a better way to go? I know that's post-tax money that's going in there. I mean, is the 401k still something that people should cozy up to? I mean, if you have a company that's offering it, you know, I know some companies are, you know, they're not matching, you know, this year, but hopefully next year, you know, the economy comes back, they will begin to rematch. I think Goodyear did that, sure. Whereas in January, they're going to start matching again. I mean, stay in this 401k because things hopefully will be getting better.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we find is, sadly enough, a lot of people, due to some kind of confusion or quick market correction, made a drastic decision. And people sometimes are creatures of habit. So a lot of times we shut off a payroll deduction for a 401k and just never get around to turning it back on again. So I'm absolutely stay the course, but get that second opinion. A lot of the decisions tie through the tax return. And again, many people know us in town because we are the home of the $49 tax return for retirees, helping them stretch their dollars during the tax season as well. So many of the decisions relating to the 401k, the loans, do I cash it out all or portion, pay the tax, do tie to the tax return. So again, we can be of a valuable service for listeners as well, getting that second opinion.
Lee, I'm surprised you haven't come on my show before, but I'm glad you're here today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and we'd certainly love to be that second opinion for many of your listeners.
I've got your website linked up with mine. They can go right now to mattpatrickshow.com, click on your beautiful face.
Oh, there you go.
And,
a lot of people say that I do have a face that is made for radio.
And they can link up with your site, and you've got those is it lunch or dinner you're doing
exactly,
at Stewart?
Well, what we're doing is it okay if I give my phone number?
You go right ahead.
Our phone number is in the Akron area, 330-836-7800. And as I say, we are doing Hyde Park this week, 6 p.m. They do need a reservation. We're doing it the 9th, the 14th, the 16th of next week. We're doing it again later in the month. And they are all dinners, so the functions all start promptly at 6 o'clock. We have about a one-hour meeting where we talk about taxes. We talk about Roth planning. I believe Roth planning is a critical area today that is being overlooked. And then we just simply give everybody a fantastic meal.
That's outstanding. Lee Heider, I thank you for your time, my friend, and thank you for the good work you're doing out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. If we can be of any help, give us a call.
I sure will. All right. Lee Heider of Lee Heider & Associates here in the city of Akron. You know, when we talk about money on this show, I again, you got to remember, I'm not a financial expert by any means. I'm just like you. I wake up and I think to myself, my God, am I doing the right thing? Am I invested in the right place? You know, I talk to people. I have people who give me advice. And it's always easy to give people advice about their money. You know, here's what I think you ought to do. Oh, you should put your money over here. We should invest in this. It's much more difficult when it's your dollars and cents. And so what I try to do is whenever we talk about money is you get somebody like Lee Heider on, who obviously, you know, knows what the heck he's doing. But it's important, I think, no matter what stage of life that you're in, especially with, you know, the economy the way it is. As a 50-year-old guy, and I'm sure you're, you know, if you're in a 401k, you're in the same situation. I lost a ton of money. I mean, you know, I guess on paper, they say. Well, on paper or not on paper, you know, it psychologically freaked me right out. And so, you know, I'm a young guy, but I'm not a young guy. What do you do? You know, where do you go? What do you invest in? And you'll hear, you know, a million different people give you a million different answers to that question. And whether or not they have some kind of dog in that race. Yeah, you just invest with us and, you know, we'll tell you what to do and all of a sudden you'll be a millionaire. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. But it's important that you keep an eye on it. It's important that you know just the federal laws and state laws when it comes to your retirement accounts, your 401ks. I mean, I think that is the most important information that we can give to you is if you do take that money out, if you do decide to liquidate that 401k, the hit that you're going to take. I mean, it's a severe financial hit. For some people, they have no choice, and I get that. But look into, you know, maybe other options. The option that Lee had talked about that I had never actually even heard of before was if your company is a company that has stopped matching, and many companies have, you know, it was either that or they're going to lay off some more people. And maybe your company will start it up again. Maybe they won't. You know, is there an opportunity for you to move that money from your corporate, you know, 401k plan to another plan where you might have a few more options, where you might be able to grow that money a little better? And that is something that a financial planner would have to help you do. I wasn't even aware that you could do something like that. So, again, if you go to my website, mattpatrickshow.com, Lee is hooked up, linked up with my website. You can go to his website. There's some very good information there. You can check him out or maybe hit a couple of those dinners. Did he say he is buying? I may actually have to go. If Lee is buying, I may actually have to go. All right, we're going to take a quick break.